Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on September 15th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, good. It's a good week. I'm just afraid about next week.
Oh, no. Don't be worried. No fear. Don't have any fear. I will take care of you. Everything will be set up. Don't worry about that.
You're setting me up with some fantastic co-hosts.
Yes, and some fantastic guests. Yes.
Some fantastic guests as you go on I don't know where you're going, some wonderful place.
Doing a little much needed vacation. but speaking of things we love to do, vacations and did you by any chance see my final Facebook post of the night last night?
No, I'm sorry.
It was a picture of a plate, a full rack of ribs.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to Lucille's last night.
Yeah.
And I realized that we hadn't been there in a year.
Yeah.
And you know why?
Why?
Because there's so many great new restaurants in the South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to try them all. And you know, what ends up happening is those places that are your favorites that you used to go to again and again, you don't have time to.
Yeah.
So it's much more of a rarity. So last night we did a Wednesday night grind.
Mm-hmm.
I got a full rack of baby backs, and my husband got a full rack of St. Louis style.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. It was good, and I have leftovers.
They have done such a wonderful job with the new location. It's really, I think it's a testament to my wife and I have been to the mall a few times, and we're just amazed at how well designed it is and the stores that they're getting in there. It's the highest end mall in the South Bay.
Yes. It's definitely a big boon to the South Bay. It's very exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, and the restaurants are amazing. You know, the restaurants that they've got going on over there are really, really good. But as I said, Lucille's has been a favorite of ours forever, and I'm so glad I finally got there again last night.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, you know, we have such great art in the South Bay. We just had Art by the Harbor.
Right.
And that was a great event. Right.
I rode my bike through.
Right. And great event right across from the Crown Plaza. We hope to see that event year after year after year. And then we've had just in the past several weeks a Beach Shorts Film Festival, which was fantastic, and they're going to be changing hands, but we hope that they will be continuing. We're getting there with the fine art and with the film, with the Sunscreen Film Festival. There are several things going on, but there's one thing, Jackie, that, you know, the West Side still has, and that's some really great theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are several troops on the west side, some pickup locations, and then of course there's the Pantages, of course, fantastic large scale theater. Many people have seen things like
Cats.
Yeah, I'm thinking of
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah,
Wicked.
Wonderful. Hmm?
Wicked.
Mm. And we're not expecting something like that on the South Bay, but we would like a great, you know, what did they say, 499-seat theater.
We want a thriving theater scene.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Do you think we'll ever get that, Jackie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
I have no doubt.
Okay. Well, if you have no doubt, please, Jackie, introduce me to the people that are going to make that happen.
Our guests this morning are Jerry Athas-Vasquez and Julie Nunes, co-founders of the Theater Lovers Conservatory. Jerry Athas-Vasquez lives in Hermosa Beach, where she raised her three sons. She's a full-time realtor with RE/MAX and is celebrating her 10th anniversary as a realtor here in the South Bay. Jerry is also co-owner of Uncorked, the wine shop, and The Deck in Hermosa Beach. She sits on the board of directors for the Hermosa Arts Foundation, where she is secretary, and she earned her bachelor's degree in communication arts from St. John's University in New York. Jerry is a graduate of the Second City Comedy Writers Program, and like nearly everyone in L.A., Jerry has written a couple of screenplays. She wrote The 10-Year Plan, which premiered in September 2014 at the Second Story Theater in Hermosa, and has numerous 10-minute play productions to her credits. One of those plays is being published this year in Best Short Plays Ever by All Original Play Publishing. Now, Julie Nunes is a Hermosa resident, wife, and mother of two daughters. She graduated from the University of Texas with a BFA in drama and studied acting at the Actors Center in New York City before coming to L.A. to work in TV, film, and theater. Julie assisted Broadway producer Joan Stein on Steve Martin's play Picasso at the Lapine Agile shows in New York, San Francisco, and Chicago. I don't know if that's pronounced Agile or Agile. Lapine Agile. I don't know. We'll find out. She took a break from Hollywood to raise her two daughters before directing Love Letters by A.R. Gurney at Hermosa's Second Story Theater, working with local business owners and local celebrities. Julie currently works with the Sunscreen Film Festival as an executive director every October at the Hermosa Civic Center. She's joined forces with Jerry to bring grown-up theater to Hermosa as a co-founder of Theater Lovers Conservatory, and she believes our local theater has great potential. Now, this morning, Joe, we're going to learn about the newly formed Theater Lovers Conservatory and a fundraiser, which will take place at Uncorked this Saturday, September 17th, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Jerry, Julie, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
So excited. Thank you so much for having us.
We're thrilled to have you both. Thank you for joining us. And I have to say, hi, Jerry.
Hi, Joe.
our sons played baseball in Hermosa together, and what a wonderful time it was. Our family, Sarah, Olivia, and Jared, grew up in Hermosa, and we love Hermosa. let's start with you, Julie. Lots and lots and lots of things in the South Bay that are really world-class. We have, at this point, we have a world-class foodie sort of explosion going on in the South Bay. We have a world-class beer sort of...
Craft beer scene.
Mm-hmm. Craft beer scene, literally.
It's the epicenter. It's the epicenter.
The best in the world. And that's kind of crazy. Now, theater. Tell us a little bit about what this is about, the Theater Lovers Conservatory.
Okay. I think you hit it on the nail on the head. I do think we have a perfect storm of all things art right now. That starting with the crafting of beer to the 500-seat theater, there really is a lot in between. Mm. And I think the way this came about is we have people who live here who are, you know, they're super talented, and they're living their lives here, and they're driving either into Hollywood or working out of their homes. But actually to cultivate the art scene here, it's like second nature for those of us who live here who are also in the arts. So when things started bubbling up with the film festivals and the artists who are here and the writers who are here. I don't know what the force was that brought us all together. I do know that Jerry, when we worked on her original play, the 10-year plan together, a lot of it was feedback afterwards. And when I directed Love Letters, unbelievable. These people were asking, how come this isn't a longer run? Why is it only one weekend? Why is it only two weekends? And that to me was like, hey, these people are into this. They want this. They want to walk to a local restaurant and then walk up to dinner. And they want to do what you did, Jackie, bike. They want to bike to the theater. Yep. And that's what they did. They would plan, hey, let's stop at this restaurant. Hey, let's have happy hour here and then bike over there. And those of us with kids, the kids know mom and dad are just a couple blocks away, or, you know, it was so easy. Even at some of the events, some of the kids were out at the skate park or the, you know, right next door to the theater. And that space, if you go into that space, it just screams like, you know, stuff could happen here. So, and I feel that every time I walk in there, and one of my friends said, ah, but the seats need to be replaced or whatever. And I was like, I don't care. I mean, I think these are great seats. And I mean, and as I said that, the arm handle fell off. But I was like, all right, we need new seats. But the point is everybody wants it. And if everybody wants it and we have artists here who want to do it, then you can't go wrong with that. It's like a win-win.
Right. There are – I'm sorry, Jerry.
I was just going to add that I also, over the course of the last few years, 5 years or so, produced a couple of nights of 10-minute plays, which are, as you know, growing in popularity, very popular, those short plays. Mm-hmm. And the two nights that I did it, I really and truly expected to have my friends and some friends of the cast members. And, you know, for the 99-seat second-story theater, I was hoping to maybe get 40 or 50 people. Mm-hmm. You know, we did a little publicity, but we packed the house every night that we had those 10-minute play evenings of people that I didn't even know, and we could have booked another 100 people in there. Mm-hmm. And the reaction was just as Julie said, that people are hungry for this material and there is a need, there's a demand. And we, you know, thought we'd try to fill that demand by creating the Theatre Lovers Conservatory. So that's how it started.
We're going to talk about all the things that go into this, but the let's talk about the perfect storm on the side. You know, my wife and I, we want to go to a movie. We now get tickets at Costco for Cinemax or Cinemark, which is in Playa Vista. That's our favorite theater now. They have wonderful seats, and they have a reserved area where you can get a recliner and get full food and beverage services. We really like that. But we often go and see, oh, we don't want to watch that. No, we don't want to watch that. No, not that. We'll watch that on TV when it comes through. No, not that. Hollywood is struggling right now in terms of coming up with great original content. We saw Sully, and it was amazing. But that's old Hollywood. I mean, you got, you know, Tom Hanks and the director, Clint Eastwood. That's not, you know, what the other stuff is. There's just a lot of... Let us say not.
Be kind. Be kind.
I'm trying to think of a good word. But the bottom line is, there is a need for great local entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that, Jerry. The need for great local entertainment. We have the food. We have the craft beer.
We have the music.
We have the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. What it is?
Well,
what is that?
I think that, you know, there are some theater companies that are surrounding kind of Hermosa on the outskirts of the South Bay here. There's a group in Torrance that has a small theater, and there's the Little Fish Theater that most people know about in San Pedro does some really great plays over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's coming this way. The wave is coming, and now the wave is coming toward Hermosa. You know, the Hermosa Beach Playhouse in the past years has had some musical productions and some other productions, but it has done bubbled up a great children's theater program. That there's a couple in there that do a really fantastic job with the kids. but it's really been crying out for some, you know, what Julie and I called theater for grown-ups. Frankly, we didn't want to say adult theater because that's another thing altogether. We won't talk about that. But,
yeah, try Googling that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we used the phrase grown-ups. And then there's some great stuff happening in the Hermosa Community Center. There's the Second Story Theater, which is a 99-seat theater.
Right.
So that is something that when they redid the community center a few years ago, they upgraded that theater. And if anybody's not been to any productions in that space, it really has some, I think, great things happening there. But we saw the large theater, the Hermosa Beach Playhouse, as just, as Julie said, screaming for content and a great opportunity to bring some lesser-known playwrights and some original work. Hopefully we can get to that part, to the South Bay. My phrase is, I've been saying, there's culture in the bubble. We don't have to leave. We can stay here. We can ride our bikes to the theater. We can go to downtown Hermosa,
mm-hmm.
have a bite to eat, and then walk up to the theater. And there, you know, that's what our goal is here.
That's perfect.
And wait a minute. We got to squeeze in a wine tasting at Uncorked somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, you
on the
said
way.
It, Jackie, not me. You said it.
Yeah.
I really think that and the support that we've been getting over the last couple of years with the other productions is really showing us and telling us that there is a need for this. So we are calling all those theater lovers. We need to build our new tribe.
Right.
Julie and I, we
right.
need to build our tribe and gather everybody around, because the thing about theater is it is expensive, and it costs money to put just to put on a production. And we need the support of the community to help this get off the ground.
Yep.
And Julie and I were crazy enough to jump on this ride. So we hope you guys out there will support us.
Now, one thing I have to say before we go any further is, Jerry Vasquez, happy birthday.
Okay. Now the whole South Bay knows. And it's my Facebook
friend. Oh, I haven't been on Facebook yet this morning. I have to look. I have to go and, yeah.
I know. I have
today.
To go look, too. I'm
yeah.
so behind. Way to
powerful,
go, Joe.
It's the most powerful. Well, happy birthday, Jerry. I'm looking at pictures of three beautiful boys and mom,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, they happen to be Yankees fans, but that's okay. They're still good boys.
Don't diss the Yankees.
And
yes, Jackie, my fellow New Yorker.
That's
right.
Tell me, Jerry, just give me a short definition. You know, a short 30-second definition. What is theater for grown-ups?
Oh boy. I would say that it's just, like I said, lesser-known playwrights that are out there that are, you know, not the plays that have been played a million times all over the country. It's great to have those, but we're just trying to showcase some playwrights like the latter plays, Lisa Solon. She's a award-winning published playwright who's studied with the greats and worked with Charles Delsa Riley and a bunch of other actors. And she has some really amazing plays that have been published and shown around the country. But we've not seen, and we've had a lot of productions of her plays in Hollywood, where I used to go up to a group, and a playwright group in Hollywood. And that's when I said, hey, we could do this down here.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to showcase some work like hers. And also have some original works. You know, there's some great talent right here in the South Bay. I know a bunch of theater playwrights that go up to Hollywood to have their productions,
of course,
workshopped, their original plays workshopped, and play readings. And this is what I think we can do down here in Hermosa. We can have original works, play readings. You know, and just like we're experimenting with all the beers and the local artists, there are the South Bay writers that can be showcased here.
Julie, I have the same
yes.
question for you. What is
okay.
theater for grown-ups?
Theater for grown-ups for me is, it's food for the mind. It's an escape. And it's all a lot like movies. When you said you and your wife go to the movies, we go for to sit in the dark with strangers is something I like to say, because when I sit in the dark with people and there's an emotional connection to actors on stage, I'm one of those geeks, theater geeks at the end, who is all choked up at the applause. Even if it was a poor performance, the fact that this group of people has connected with a group of actors on stage, and the world has fallen away for just 90 minutes, is, to me, it's heart-stopping. That's just where my head and heart and body is at with theater.
Mm-hmm. There is something obviously ancient about theater. There's no denying that of all the arts, theater may be, one of the oldest, certainly older than writing of any kind, is one individual getting up and commanding the room. That's
storytelling.
And also
the storytelling is that, and that is one of the comments that after Love Letters, one of the a parent, I forget who it was, came up to me and said, I used to love bedtime stories, and since Love Letters is a reading between these two people who have grown up sharing letters from grade school to college, she said, this was like you guys were telling me a bedtime story. I sat there just mesmerized, because it's that storytelling, that innate, intangible thing that we all have when someone's telling a story at the dinner table or on stage, no matter where it is, you go there, and it's so good for the mind and the brain, which also there are studies now that theater is helpful in schools. So it touches on so many levels for humankind. And I think just to interact like that, like you said, it's one of the oldest arts. It's not going anywhere.
Mm-mm. No, powerful. And everyone can connect with it on so many different levels.
Yeah.
Julie, tell me, what is the fourth wall?
Ooh, okay. The fourth wall is the wall, basically, that the audience is on the other side of. Mm. So your actors are on stage, and there's an invisible screen, so to speak, between, or a shield or something between the actors and the audience. And it's a world that you're allowed to look into from an audience perspective. Mm. And in theater, I also think it's fantastic to break the fourth wall, wherein an actor all of a sudden does an aside or something happens and he speaks to the audience, he or she, and the audience then is ensnared even more, even deeper, it's more intense, it's more fun. And then they can go back to, that world that they're telling us. And to touch on something you said earlier about where do these plays come from, that Hollywood is getting a little bit, recycling things.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with the writers. Jerry might attest to this. Hollywood is now making movies out of books because they don't have original, a lot of original scripts. So these writers are who we need to turn to say, let me see what your brain is churning out, because it's a life experience. And everybody else, with reality TV, we all like to look at what somebody else is experiencing. So that's another thing that the fourth wall lets the audience do is, what is this person going through? What is this person, how are they going to solve this problem? So that's the fourth wall.
I'd like to make a little comment on the Hollywood recycled thing.
Sure.
I think it's a little bit of the idea that Hollywood wants to use something that's familiar and that will draw the audience in, whether it's Tom Hanks or an event that people can identify with already, such as Sully. They want to bring in something familiar. But they, in my opinion, it kind of dumbs it down for the audience. Like, I don't need to be that familiar with the information in order to connect with this story. Okay. I just reminded myself of something that I said a long time ago, and for some reason everybody thought it was so prophetic, was I think art evokes familiar feelings from unfamiliar sources. Okay.
That's good.
To me that's you go to the theater and you the story of the play takes you on a journey and you feel, you know, upset for the character who's having a heartbreak and you feel sad or happy for their failures and triumphs. And you go on this journey with the character and you feel all these feelings that you can identify with. And I love, personally, I love when it's a new story that gives me the same experience, because then I feel like, wow, I've actually learned something from this experience. And I think that they're underestimating Hollywood, whatever you want to say, is underestimating their audience. And that's why I think we have an opportunity to bring some new material to the audiences here in the South Bay.
Well, this is amazing. It's such a wonderful happenstance, of course, that we have this fantastic theater, the Pier Avenue complex, which includes a skate park, it includes a theater, it includes meeting rooms. This great complex could be the center of an explosion in theater. The second story theater, 99 seat theater, and then a 505 seat main theater, which is also equipped to show movies. This is a perfect venue to develop, and you're involved with that, Jerry. You're on the board of the Hermosa Arts Foundation, is that right?
That's right. We are a group that kind of quietly has been supporting different groups that want to come into the footprint of the community center and get a little help with some support, give them a little boost and give them a little bit of a sort of a little stipend to get going. Mm-hmm. We're about to launch another big fundraiser next year, so stand by for that. More details to be determined. But there's been a lot of people that sort of got their start. There's a Surf City group that does some work in the second story theater, and there's some children's theater groups that have benefited from the Hermosa Arts Foundation. In fact, you know, the Hot Ballroom Nights got a little scholarship from us that's happening in the Playhouse this weekend. It got its start from the Hermosa Arts Foundation. So I just really love that we're sprinkling some art, different kinds of things happening, different culture happening around the town, for sure.
Right. Jerry, can I ask you something? You're talking about the Hermosa Arts Foundation. That's a private nonprofit. Does Hermosa have an arts commission? I know Redondo does, and Hawthorne does, and Torrance has one. They have these, like, city, like a commission, like where you're named to the commission. Does Hermosa have one of those?
No. There's a great need for that. You know, the city of Hermosa is actually, I don't know if you guys, they've been doing some studies and trying to figure out how best to utilize the theater and get it, you know, kind of make it to bring it to the next level. And that's one of the thoughts that there's been floating around, and, you know, among other things. How do we bring the theater to its back to its glory? You know, it needs a little help, the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people know that, needs some upgrades. And that's another reason why we came up with Theater Lovers Conservatory's TLC. Julie, I think we can talk about our ultimate goal would be that ideally that if, you know, we can fund the production of the plays and get that rolling, and any additional money that's left over would be used to give some new equipment to the theater. I mean, that's also another thing that the Hermosa Arts Foundation has been doing. Whatever funds that we raise, we've been purchasing a new projector for the theater was purchased last year before the film festival, the South Bay Film Festival. And so that our monies that raised, you know, in excess of funding the production would go to perhaps the seats or a new sound system, a new lighting. So that's our ultimate goal.
Yeah, Jackie, to your point, the Cultural Arts Commission is needed, and Jerry and I have brought that up to the Parks and Rec Commission as a part of our end result or goal, that the Cultural Arts Commission or some sort of body to help support the plan that Hermosa is setting in action right now for this arts movement and, you know, refurbishing of certain buildings or whatever it is that they have on their list beyond what Jerry and I know about. But I'm glad you brought that up because it is needed.
Yeah. And goodness knows Hermosa has a ton of cultural art stuff going on. As I mentioned, you know, the concerts on the beach, and now they've got the movies on the beach, and you have great, you know, little art shows, you know, throughout the year, you know, right on the lawn of the Hermosa Community Center. You have a couple of big art shows there during the summer. And Halloween, the pumpkin, the glass pumpkin patch, and you know, there's a lot of art and artists right there in Hermosa. Hermosa is bursting at the seams with it. So it does seem like that's something that should be put on the agenda in our commission. Hey Joe, we need to take a commercial break.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're having a great discussion about theater in the South Bay, specifically theater in Hermosa at the community center and also at Second Story Theater, a resurgence of theater through the Theater Lovers Conservatory. And we're excited to talk about that today. So we'll be back with our discussion in a moment, and we'd like to have some comments and questions. If you love theater and you're excited about theater in the South Bay, give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we'll be right back in a moment, but we also want to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday. I want to get down to the nitty gritty of what it takes to put on a theater production here in the South Bay. I know that Julie and Jerry were speaking about playwrights, and they mentioned directors, but Julie, do we have here in the South Bay, do we have the set designers and the actors and lighting people and all the other things that you need to put on a production?
Yes, we do. And here's the challenge is finding them, digging them up. The theater, that's like Jerry said, that's why Theater Lovers Conservatory, we thought, we know they're here. We've got to dig them up. The theater lovers, the people who want to pitch in. And luck of all lucks, we have an amazing casting director down here by the name of Erica Bream. She lives like 7 blocks from me. We biked to the pier the other day to have a meeting about our cast. And I was just beside myself because I was like, I can't believe that you live here. And I mean, it was amazing. So I feel like, yeah, this is good. They are here. It's true. You know, it really is. So as far as the lighting designers and the theater staff actually has some pretty talented technicians over there. And when you rent the theater, they come with it. So I'm lucky that I have a couple of guys over there that I've worked with before that I know they also work at other theaters and that's their professional job. So we're lucky to have those guys down here. We do have them. And the actors are, you know, living in Hollywood it's nice. It's hard. So a lot of actors live down here. We also have the Manhattan Beach Studios, which are right next door. And there's acting classes over there. So I'm pretty in touch with that group of people down here.
All right. We got them. We got them here,
yes,
Joe.
We do.
Yeah. What I like to say often is Hollywood lives in the South Bay.
So true.
Yes. Go on.
Oh, I was just going to, I mean, you said it much better than I did. They're here. They're our next door neighbors.
Right.
And a lot of them, sometimes it's a hobby, but you're right. Hollywood really does live right down here.
Absolutely.
So if we can just, you know, pull them out for a weekend to play with us, then we benefit from it. And they have fun because they don't have to walk very far to work. I mean,
right.
The people, they'll be on panels down here at the film festivals. They're down here for... Last year, you know, Ken Baker from ETV, he's a host on the E! News Network, and he also does the Oscars red carpet. Mm-hmm. He lives down here. He's a fellow dad. His kids are in sports with my kids,
mm-hmm.
and he agreed to do a part in Love Letters last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have local celebrities. We do have local Hollywood professionals.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I don't know if Jerry and Julie are aware of the running theme of our show for the last 5 years. Pretty much, once you get to the South Bay, you don't want to leave the South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
So if you want to stay in the South Bay and you want theater, you're going to make it happen in the South Bay. Nobody wants to get on a freeway, right?
Right.
Right. That's so true. And
for
and,
anything.
I also have my old landlord used to say he would rent places down here and people would move away and he goes, they'll be back. You know, and they always did. They moved to Chicago. They moved to New York and they came back. They're here and they're artists living here. One of them is a clothing designer and the other one is just about to do this big art push, art movement. So mm-hmm. over he lives in Manhattan Beach. But, you know, it's the same here. We like it down here and we can produce good creative culture down here.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So the Theater Lovers Conservatory should just be this one big meetup group of all these talented artists and professionals.
Right.
Let's go. Come on this way. Come this way, guys.
Well, right. And it's so easy to have these salons of readings in your house. You know, you invite a few people over, hand out some scripts. Everybody gets a role. And next thing you know, it's a little, you know, I don't know what that's like. Kind of like the 40s, you know, when they had the prohibition and was it 40s or 20s?
20s.
20s. Thank you.
Yeah.
but they had the salons with the private entry and all that stuff. We don't have to do that. But we still have that funky vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great idea. When are we coming to your house, Julie?
Yeah, I got scripts for, I got roles for all of you.
You know, it's interesting. It is there. It's bubbly under the surface. A couple of weeks ago, I was invited. It was a salon in El
Ooh.
Segundo. It was at Smoky Hollow Studios. The
yes.
owner of that facility, Danny Brubaker, had a poetry and music night in the upstairs apartment where she invited, I don't know, there might have been about 30 people that they invited. Chef Hanna from the restaurant in El Segundo came over and cooked for everybody. Hmm. And everybody got up and either read poetry, most original, some famous stuff, you know, some favorites of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And other people got up, sang, played guitar. It was an amazing night.
It was an amazing night.
A lot of talent.
Redondo Beach the other night had
go ahead.
What? Oh, I was just saying, to her note, Redondo Beach had a sonnet slam. The Sunscreen Film Festival sponsored a sonnet slam. And actors, South Bay actors, showed up and just read or had them memorized just sonnets. You know, it was a who. it was amazing. And there was free alcohol, and people just sat and enjoyed the performances.
All right. Sonnet slam.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, no, there's stuff like that going on. You know, it's just a matter of finding out about it. I know about a lot of this stuff. Some of it's public, some of it's private, but it's out there. It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. It's kind of cool, though, you know. It's like once you get a map to the location or the back door and you got the guy who lets you in, and next thing you know, you're transported.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. We want to give people a way of getting involved. We want to tell them how to get involved, and we want to tell them what they can expect. What are some of the...
What we need to tell them about is the fundraiser happening this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Jerry.
Jerry.
So I've long thought that the back area of Uncorked was kind of a stage. I mean, you walk up a couple of steps, and you're higher than everybody else. So, you know, me with my theater head, it's a stage. It's a theater. Something could happen back there. So it's only taken me 5 years to get it together. But we're here. So we are having a sneak preview of the Ladder Plays, which is the production that will be happening in October in the Hermosa Beach Playhouse, actually October 7th and 8th and 14th and 15th at 8 p.m., so that's the full production that's happening. But this weekend, Saturday, September 17th, we are having a sneak preview and a little play reading and a little wine tasting and some snacking going on in Uncorked in Hermosa. That's 302 Pier Avenue. So come on down and support us and grab a little slice of culture out of the Ladder Plays. Julie's been working with the actors to do a sneak preview for you, and it'll be a great start. We need the funds to get rolling on the big production, so we hope you come down.
Great. When you think about like contact information, do you guys have a website, Facebook? What do we give people?
We have a Facebook page called Theater Lovers Conservatory, Facebook/ Theater Lovers Conservatory. And we love the different way of spelling theater. It's T-H-E-A-T-R-E, just to be
it's
fancy.
Always
theater.
R-E.
Theater.
Always
theater.
R. Yeah. Theater.
Theater.
the correct spelling of theater, let's say.
Yeah.
So find
theater.
Us on Facebook. and you can.
I just
can,
love it. Say that again, Jackie.
Theater.
She's good. Hey,
she
Julie.
I know that's
part.
Really, I can. This. I have this image in my head. I love it.
Now that always reminds me that pronunciation of theater reminds me of that bit in White Christmas. Remember the movie White Christmas?
Yes.
And it's Danny Kaye. Doing the theater.
Yes, the theater.
Avant-garde.
Oh, I love it.
It's fantastic.
I love that
it
movie.
Is.
Love that movie. Watch it every time it comes on. I know all the words to all the songs.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm still trying to learn the words to
no.
the Sister Mister song.
No.
Oh, you know the words.
No.
Sister.
Hey, I think we have a budding actress here.
Yeah.
I know. We got to go on the road, Jackie.
Nobody can separate sisters. Oh, my. Hey, Joe, do you want me to really, really quickly run through the weekend guide?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Really, really, really fast. Okay.
Lights?
Okay. Assemblyman David Hadley is going to be they're doing a presentation, Your Life, Your Choices, an older adult town hall meeting today, Thursday, September 15th, from 2 to 4 at First Lutheran Church. All right. It's a bunch of professionals seeking education about older adult issues. All right. It's important stuff. Again, all of the stuff I'm going to talk about here is on my website, the links, the addresses, everything you need to know. OK, and it's a free presentation. All right. The Manhattan Beach Fire Foundation is going to host a launch event tonight, Thursday, September 15th at Shade Hotel from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And the community is invited to attend this free event, learn more about the organization and hear speakers. MBFF's goal is to enhance and sustain the level of excellent service provided by the Manhattan Beach Fire Department. So that's tonight. Hermosa Design is hosting an opening reception, The Light of the North, tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. It features a new exhibit by Danish artist Hanne Stovring and the launch of the 2016 Design Award-nominated Cirque Collection by Louis Poulsen. The artwork is going to be on display through October 6th, and that's at Hermosa Design, located at 618 Cypress Avenue in Hermosa Beach. Comedy Pop-Up presents Comedy at the Beach tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. at Samba Brazilian Steakhouse in Redondo Marina. Doors open at 7:30. They're going to have some of Los Angeles' funniest comedians. It's hosted by Dave Maheji. He's from Just for Laughs and MTV. And that's at Samba Brazilian Steakhouse. Tickets are $8 in advance, $12 at the door. Terranea Resort presents Full Moon Yoga on Friday, September 16th at 7 p.m. on the Ocean Lawn. All right. Yoga enthusiasts of all levels are invited to practice yoga under the summer night sky with a full moon. It's beautiful. I've done it. Everyone's invited to join the fun at the annual L.A. Kings 5K Run Walk hosted by Daryl Evans on Saturday, September 15th. The race starts promptly at 8 p.m. and features special appearances by the L.A. Kings. All right. And that all gets underway at the Village Runner in Redondo Beach. The annual California Coastal Cleanup Day, a yearly beach and inland waterway effort to eliminate waste, will take place on Saturday, September 17th, all right? Heal the Bay is organizing the South Bay effort, and there are cleanup sites from El Segundo to Rolling Hills, and the cleanups will take place between 9 a.m. and noon, okay? Learn more at the website healthebay.org. Redondo Beach Pier Association hosts their free yoga on the pier on Saturday, September 17th, from 10 a.m. to noon. Everyone's welcome to attend and take part in this all-level yoga class. Street Food Cinema presents Manhattan Movie Nights on Saturday, September 17th at the Manhattan Beach Marriott Golf Course. The event features live music by Billy Lawler, food trucks, and a movie screening of E.T., okay? So that's Saturday at 7 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. Music begins at 6:30, and the movie starts at 8:30, all right? Get your tickets for that. We've been talking about it, calling all theater and wine enthusiasts. Uncorked is going to host a fundraiser for the Theater Lovers Conservatory on Saturday, September 17th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The newly formed Theater Lovers Conservatory, dedicated to bringing theater for grown-ups to Hermosa, presents a sneak peek of the latter plays by award-winning playwright Lisa Solon. Okay, attendees are going to enjoy a 10-minute play reading while sipping some yummy wines and raising funds for the full production at the Hermosa Beach Playhouse in October. All right, tickets for the fundraiser are $35 and includes light appetizers and wine tasting and can be purchased by calling Uncorked. All right, so Uncorked in Hermosa Beach, call them, get your tickets. Hermosa Beach Chamber of Commerce and You Can Dance Studio present the annual charity dance Hot Ballroom Night on Saturday, September 17th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Hot Ballroom Night celebrates the local South Bay community with fabulous ballroom dancing, celebrities and their professional dance partners. So it's a lot of fun, and that's going to be at the Hermosa Beach Community Center. Beyond the Shore Paddle Fest will take place on Sunday, September 18th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Seaside Lagoon. The event includes a 4.5-mile sup race, elite races, open and junior races, kids lagoon races. And attendees can also take part in setting the world Guinness record for the largest ever attempted SUP yoga class, all right? So that's Beyond the Shore Paddle Fest on Sunday at the Seaside Lagoon. Oh, Style Crawl. Style on the Spot presents Style Crawl on Sunday, September 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. It's a fabulous event where locals and fashionable people from all over Southern California are invited to downtown Manhattan Beach for a day of shopping. You're going to enjoy exclusive discounts from 30-plus stores and restaurants, along with entertainment, giveaway snacks, and beverages. Okay, that's Style Crawl happening on Sunday. All right, I'm going to skip that. And one last thing, Manhattan Beach Chamber is now accepting applications for the Young Entrepreneurs Academy for middle and high school children this fall. The application is on my website. So, yeah, everything you need to know and more, everything's on the website.
That's a great, great thing. Young Entrepreneurs Academy, that's manhattanbeachchamber.com/YEA.
Mm-hmm. Lots going on.
Yes.
We got something for everybody.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, that's what I've been doing for the last 5 years, hanging out with Jackie and keeping people informed.
Well, you guys do a great job at spreading the word about all the local events and activities. I mean, really, Jackie, I've watched your website grow, and it's bursting. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Jackie is amazing, and she...
Jackie is just super organized.
Jackie is super organized.
That's Jackie's superpower, okay? Super organized, all right?
I could use some of that.
People, you know, it's funny. You say that, and people discount it. Yeah. It's one of the most important things you could be is organized. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, so true. Very true. I'm sitting here with 5 notebooks in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah, as my good friend who's no longer with us, I often say we had long drives together. We used to work in Camarillo, and we used to drive to Camarillo 3 days a week, Bruce Gelb and I. And we always used to say, list makers rule the world. They make a list, they work on number one. And then when they're done with number one, they do something incredibly creative. They start working on number two.
Yeah. I love it.
They're just, you know, they're listening.
That's my new mantra, Joe. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Starting my list now. Starting a new one.
Right. Well, it's been a wonderful time. Jerry Athas Vasquez, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Really, really appreciate it.
Fantastic. And Julie Nunes, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Really appreciate your support.
Well, now we've got a few minutes, and in those minutes, I'd like for both of you to just tell us a little bit about yourself, your families, and then your vision, ultimately, what you hope Theater Lovers Conservatory will be. Jerry, let's start with you.
Well, I think you mentioned it, Joe. I have 3 sons that have that are my pride and joy. They're my best creation ever and will continue to be, and I'm very happy to have raised them here in Hermosa, and it's been a great experience all along, coming from New York when they were younger. Mm. And so they're spreading their wings out across the country. But, you know, now it's true that as they get older, they do have a little bit more time. So we have some fun time to do things like the Theodore Levis Conservatory. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to gather those creative folks and mm-hmm. get some really great productions here in Hermosa.
So, you know, it's going to always be local because that's the nature of doing things here in Hermosa and the South Bay. What do you think the Theater Lovers Conservatory, Jerry, will be like in 5 years?
Oh my gosh, we'll be just getting money will be pouring in, and we'll be doing what Julie and I have. We'll have nothing else to do but productions, right, Julie?
Right. And really, I see in 5 years, if you take your children to the theater now, it will be a part of their lives in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years. My mentor, Joan Stein, God rest her soul, that was one of her biggest things. Like, yeah, take the kids to the theater. They are the future subscribers and future supporters. Like we said earlier, it's hard to raise money for theater and not a lot of production profit because we do it for the love of the art. So that's my dream.
It's important. I remember so clearly when we were children. Jerry, did you ever go out to the Jones Beach Theater?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah, my parents used to take us out there for 1 or 2 productions every summer.
Yeah.
And it was a great venue. The stage was separated from the audience by water.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was on it was on the beach, and then of course living in New York City, you know, you get to go to all those great Broadway shows and stuff, but you got to start young. You got to start them young.
Right.
I mean, I still remember all the words to Shenandoah and Seven Brides and Seven Brothers and you know Hair and you know all these great musical theater and you got to start them young. And
my girls are always volunteers when I'm working at the theater, and so when it comes time for another show to come up, they are now asking, what do you want us to do? What do we get to do with this production?
It becomes a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, tell us a little bit about your family.
I'm mainly an Uber driver for my two daughters, and I don't mind it at all because I'm able to hear what's going on in their lives as long as I keep my mouth shut, which, as you can tell, is kind of hard. So I like being local. And like I said, the girls go with me to the theater rehearsals at times, or sometimes they'll set up and break down or take tickets or whatever needs to be done. But I do love it that they ask, you know, what are they going to do for the next, what's their job for the next production? So that's where I see Theater Lovers Conservatory, just looking for support for our future theater goers. And I love Hermosa Beach. It's so, I mean, on every corner is somebody, you know, and also on every corner, somebody's got eyeballs on your kids too. So that's awesome.
Right. That is very special.
Well, I just want to say when Theater Lovers Conservatory is this big, successful, popular organization, and they're putting on production after production, and it's going to be impossible to get tickets for the shows. You got to remember me and Joe, the little people.
That's right.
Never forget you guys. Never.
No,
I love you guys.
You know something, that's the best part about doing this show is we get to talk to all these incredibly talented local people that are doing so much for the community.
Right.
You know, they're just taking it on their own shoulders, and they're barreling through, and they're doing it, and we appreciate it. We appreciate it.
There's something.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That means a lot.
Thank you. There's something really special about this medium where it's very intimate. People feel like after they listen to a show like this, which they received a link in the email or they received a link on Facebook, that they've actually, you know, participated and in a conversation about the Theater Lovers Conservatory. And we've heard that over and over again, and we love that. Local online radio. It's a great, powerful medium.
And you know what's even better about this whole, you know, we're all about keeping it local.
Right.
Is when you do go to the theater, when we do go to see the latter plays, you're going to go and you're going to know practically everybody in the theater.
Right.
You're going to know some of the people that are on stage. You're going to know some people that are working behind the scenes.
Right.
Afterwards, you can hang out at the back door and say hi to everybody. It's very exciting. It's very exciting what you're doing.
Yeah,
right.
That's awesome.
There seems to be a bar called the back door in almost every city.
Or the side door.
Side door.
There's at least two that I know of in LA. There's at least two that I know of in Chicago. There's probably a dozen in New York.
Well, they have to open one in Hermosa now.
Well,
gosh, don't give Kathy Knoll any other ideas.
Well, I just did. I'm sorry. I just
Jerry, Ms. Vasquez, what a wonderful hour it's been. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And again,
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. And my cohort partner in crime, Julie.
Julie.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. And happy birthday, Jerry.
Oh, God, you guys are crazy. Next time I'm not coming on the show on my birthday.
Fantastic. What a wonderful way to start off your birthday. I know that this is a true love of yours, Jerry. And also, you do real estate. Give us some contact information for real estate.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my phone number for everything real estate and everything else is 310-413-4089. Thanks, Joe. That's my real day job or 24/7 job. in the middle of everything else. So,
hey, everybody.
Appreciate it.
Buy a house from Jerry.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. I'll go to fund our next production. Julie did. Yes, she did.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. We have a great lineup tomorrow. Who's on the show?
Kachita Himes from Style Crawl.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye now.